This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Sports is sports.
Sports is business.
I like the music I like.
You kind of like whatever it is you like.
Football's football.
Football is football.
Athletics is athletics.
Yeah, football is football.
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
Football's football. The only way to get better at is to play football.
1, 2, 3, 4, plus.
America, yeah! Fat, uneducated beer! Dude, the truck ball, yeah! Flags. America, yeah! Fat,
very successful, very rich.
I told you, dumb bitch! Yeah, fat, America, yeah! Beer, learned people, no!
What the hell is going on?
What is going on, Don?
No one.
God, we got some great new Don Trumps. Don.
You all right?
No. We've got some great new Don drops as well.
Very fat, successful, very rich.
He called it the fat drug shot.
The fat shot.
Or fat shot drug or something. He's talking about Ozempic, right?
Yeah, or whatever that is.
Yeah, how one of his rich fat friends couldn't get Ozempic for cheap here and then went over to England and it was only $88. And he said, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, when the rich can't get their fat shots for affordable prices.
Right.
Hey.
Fat shot drugs.
If it gets all of our prescription drug prices down, you know. More, you could be getting the fat shot tomorrow for $80.
Buck told me this. Buck gives me all my Trump info now, but apparently he said, I'm going to bring the prices down. I'm going to make them equal. I'm going to equalize. That's a word I've made up to talk about what I'm doing. I'm going to equalize the prices of the drug.
Apparently he's not a fan of the TV show or the movie The Equalizer.
He's claiming credit for coining the term equalize.
Made insane claims like he invented the question mark.
He was also asked about accepting a jet from the Qataris and somehow spun that into the life lesson of Sam Snead telling you to never not accept a gimme putt.
Yeah, which I'm with him on this one.
Hey, I told you, you and Trump.
Well, right? His point is, don't putt it. If somebody gives it to you,
take it. Yes.
Don't putt it.
Yeah, if you got a foot putt and someone says that's a gimme, and you're like,
you guarantee, scoop it.
Guarantee you're going to shank that sucker.
Well, just don't putt it. It's bad
form. It's been given to you. You have it. It's yours. It's in the bag. Take it.
Because the second you putt it, it's now you've got the question of, well, wait, he gave it to you, but you didn't take it, and if you missed it, now does it count? And it's like a thing.
It's awkward. And it's a slap in the face.
Exactly. They gave it to you. Take it. And Trump's right about that.
Unless someone is trying to get you to give them one back.
Well, now clearly we're going to need that audio.
Yeah, I think we're going to need all that audio. But, yes, but that's what people do in match play, right?
Yeah.
They say in match play, early on, you give them a few. And then later in the match, when things are tightening up, you make them putt it.
Make them putt it. It's strategic.
Classic strategery. Okay. Man, where were we?
Where have we been?
Mother's Day gifts. Yesterday was Mother's Day.
Yes.
Hope you all had a nice Mother's Day. You moms out there.
And then posted something to social media that no one will ever see, including your mother. I always love that one. It's my favorite.
Well, some people, people show the love for their mother differently than you, Jason.
I know.
I hope your mom had a nice day.
I went over and saw a little bull.
Yeah, of course you did. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Brought her some flowers, some cold hard cash.
You give her cash?
Yeah. She's on a fixed income now, so my mom.
Throw a bag at her?
Yeah, my mom appreciates money more than anything else. You know, things are tied on an old lady income, so.
This is from mixbook.com. And they said that 52% of respondents said that they had forgotten Mother's Day before, and here's how they scrambled to make it right. 35% gave cash, which is not a bad backup.
No. Is cash ever a bad thing?
No. I can't think of any scenario where it is.
It can be a little weird as a gift, but again, like, I've never given my mom money before, but now that you're, you know, again, you're living on Social Security and things can get a little tight. I was like, she always like, it's like, it's a little fun money. I don't know what Boole does for fun anymore. She sits in her little chair, but I'm like, you know, it's something to do like home shopping with. I'm like,
bitch.
Ma, here's a few bucks. Buy you something on that home shopping network. You know, she goes and buys like garden gnomes and I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know what you buy when you're like in your 70s and are basically just sitting in your chair all day, but
resourceful little bitch.
Yeah.
God, Buckley.
Yeah.
I didn't even do that.
Like, I tried getting her, like, one of the... I thought about getting her one of the streaming boxes that I have so that she could watch everything, but I realized that it's far too complex.
Yeah, she ain't gonna be able to work
that. No, you can't do that. My mom is adorably racist.
31% offered a big hug. 19% made a long, heartfelt phone call. 16% created handmade IOU cards. That's stupid.
IOU?
Yeah.
So, like...
I forgot Mother... That was for forgetting Mother's
Day?
Oh,
it was like, hey, I'll take you out for... Yeah, you know.
I owe you.
Yeah.
Boy, you better not forget Mother's Day at my house, I'll tell you that. That's, like, there's no... Like, it's impossible for me to
forget. How can you forget Mother's Day
exactly.
when, like, society tells us for, like, months at a time?
Yeah, dude, you gotta have your head way up your ass
yes.
to forget Mother's Day. Seriously.
And you got your head way up it.
And you got your head... All the way up it!
Yeah, there's no way you can... Like, no. I'll buy a birthday...
It's easier to forget the birthday
than... The birthday or an anniversary, that's fine, because it's just...
Because it's just
it's
yours.
It's just yours. But Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas...
Come
it's
on, man.
No. If you forget that, it's because you don't want... You don't want to know what day it is.
So these are the top...
Easter sneaks up on me sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Easter can sneak up, but I still know it's...
Well, so does Father's Day. Because
yeah,
it's not
yeah,
really
no one
that
really
important.
Cares about fathers. It's like, eh. Because all
no, fathers don't even care about fathers.
No, most fathers want the gift of leave me yes. alone and don't buy anything with my money.
Yes. I want the account to stay flat for a day.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want.
I like the go play golf with your friends and don't worry about what time you get home.
That's
a
good.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's the best you could do for a dad.
Do you get that one, Buck? I could see your wife doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's... She has done that now a couple of years where she gets me around to go play with a couple of my other dad buds, and we just kind of take whatever time we want
I
that
like
afternoon.
Dad buds.
Don't ask if I discovered my mom was spending my money on male hookers. Would you be sad or glad?
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't be sad. I don't know if I'd be glad.
Hey,
I
you gave her gave her the money.
Look, I would not be upset. I mean, I did tell her to spend it on something fun. You know what? Glad is the wrong word, but I think I'd be like, all right.
All right. It's like the Alonzo morning
meme. Get yours, Boole.
Yeah, that would be the Alonzo morning meme.
At first you'd be sad, and then you'd go, well, I see. These are the top 8 worst Mother's Day gifts. Number 8.
They are?
Gift cards to stores you like.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If it's not for her, it's not a gift.
Yeah, that's
people do that, though.
Do they really?
Yeah, like I'd give my wife a gift card to Golf Galaxy.
Yeah, that's like the
you go, babe.
That's the Homer Simpson bowling ball pre-drilled to his fingers. If you're not going to use it, I know who would.
Number 7, homemade coupon books.
Yeah.
Cute when you're 6, less so at 36.
I remember doing that when I was a kid. Yeah. I think we did that in elementary school.
I think you hit the teenage years, and that's not allowed anymore.
Well, I think it's weird at that point, too. Like, you know.
Number 6, gas station flowers. This says she deserves better than wilted daisies and windshield wipes.
Agreed. Because, look, there's a million places to get decent flowers. Like, you don't need to go super high-end, but, like, New Seasons has a good flower. Even a place like Fred Meyer has, especially around Mother's Day, you can go in there and find nice flowers. If you're buying gas station flowers, I mean, hell, there's a guy that sells them off of Division. There's a Hispanic gentleman that says,
Of course you know this.
Well, that's where I turn to go to the gym. And he is on that corner a lot selling flowers. And while I've never bought his flowers, I will say that when you're first in line and you get a close-up look at his goods, the flowers look pretty nice. I don't know where he gets them. I'm assuming that they're stolen from someplace because they're like professionally wrapped and he's just some dude on the side of the road, but they look pretty good.
I always go to a florist.
Yeah.
Always. I don't do the Freddy's or New Seasons, and I agree with you. They do have... You can.
Yeah.
It depends. You can get good flowers there. I go to a florist, and I have found one over here by work that is absolutely freaking dynamite. Best florist I've ever worked with. Mm-hmm. I will go nowhere else. They're amazing. They never screw up. They do cool, really big bouquet, like really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to give them a plug. Now, I got nothing free. I just love them. I use them for Mother's Day, my wife's birthday, all those. It's called Botanica Floral and Home. It's here in Northwest. Whoever owns that, whoever runs that, everybody in there is fantastic.
Hmm.
Absolutely fantastic.
Nice.
And I go back every time.
There, I wish I could
use that last week, pal. All the listeners, I speak for all of us.
It's the same when you find a go-to place, and I can't think of the name of the shop off the top of my head, but there's a Vancouver farmers market in Esther Shore Park, and there is a wonderful little Asian family local florist, and they are at that, and that is where I buy all of my flowers, and they listen to the show, and they are absolute sweethearts, and they, same thing, they do a phenomenal job, and it's where I buy all of my flowers.
The florists, it's hard to go wrong with florists because they all know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Plus, it feels good to buy local, you know, and like...
Well, yeah, and that's all they do. Like, you know, I mean, it's not like you're going to use them on a random Tuesday. Well, maybe you use them on a random Tuesday, but most of the time it's for special occasions, right?
Yeah.
So you don't see them all that much. Get in there and pay a little extra for the nice floral touch.
And it's not that much extra.
It's really not.
You know, maybe $5-$10 extra for a nice bouquet, but you get your money's worth because you're right. They do a nice job.
Number 5, leftover holiday chocolates. If it still says Happy Valentine's Day, it's a hard pass.
Really?
These are the 8 worst Mother's Day gifts. Number 4.
It's sad that people do this.
Yeah, I don't know who would do that. That would get me punched.
Yeah.
Number 4, unsolicited self-help books.
Oh, yikes. God, how to lose 20 pounds?
You need this.
Ah. Number 3, how to cook cookbooks.
Mm.
You're basically saying her cooking could use work.
Unless she asks for a specific cookbook.
Yeah,
Don't do it.
But even then,
no. There are circumstances if, like, yeah, she wants to start cooking a certain cuisine or whatever. I can see that.
If she asks for a specific cookbook, yeah. Then
but if you guys are door dashing every night and that's what you come up with, no,
that's not good.
Number 2, cleaning supplies. Ooh,
really?
Yeah. You didn't get your mom a mop?
I find this hard to believe that anyone does this, and yet you know there are.
We're not to number 1 yet.
Mm.
Oh, you want number 1?
Yeah.
And the number 1 worst Mother's Day gift, according to Mixbook.com and a survey that they did, is weight loss products.
Mm.
Like a scale.
Hey, that Ozempic is expensive.
The fat shot drug.
You get some fat shots.
I've got that audio for you when you want it. Maybe next segment.
Yeah, let's get that next.
Like, hey, honey,
we
here
got some
you
great
go.
New Trump audio.
Yeah.
So those are the worst Mother's Day gifts.
I would agree.
And that is according to Real Moms. They surveyed real mommies.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. All right, you want to hear from Trump?
I think we all
Your
do.
Your fearless leader?
Yes. Leader of men, acceptor of airplanes.
Oh, yeah, on that note, he was talking about gimme putts.
Mm-hmm.
When someone gives you an airplane...
Yeah.
You do take it.
Actually, it's illegal, so no, you
don't. Oh, is it?
Yeah, presidents can't accept gifts without congressional approval, so, you know, it's that whole bribery.
Well, I just respect the whole angle that they're saying that this, of course, comes with no strings attached. They just really like us. They're just doing this for us. There's not going to be any need for any reciprocation. You can just accept a gift like this and not have to do anything in return.
He just announced, like, a $5.5 billion investment with them, and...
It's called sports...
And by the way, at the end of his presidency, he gets to keep the plane. It's not going to be the permanent Air Force One. It's only the Air Force One while he's president.
It's called rain. He comes down from heaven.
As his own plane.
Yeah, that dude's cleaning house.
It does seem to be problematic. That's crazy. For anyone.
Got his crypto scam going. It's great.
Making billions.
It's good to be president.
Damn right.
He goes drip, drip, drip.
All right, that's next. And did UCLA just cure baldness? Coming up on The Fan. Well, we've got a cure for baldness.
We do this every, like, 6 months. This is like an episode of, it's really a season of Finding Bigfoot, where they tease that they are going to find Bigfoot. Guess what? They don't find him. For like the last 15 years, I've seen 1,000 stories about how someone has come up with the cure for baldness. And then 6 months later, you'll never hear from that person again. And then something else comes up that's cured baldness. Yeah. Call me when you find Bigfoot.
Okay, well, eventually they will cure baldness.
Certainly they're trying.
Eventually they're going to get it right.
It would be worth... Can you think of something that would be worth more money? Maybe cancer.
Cancer or weight loss? Like, I mean, serious, like a yes. Weight loss, something easier than...
Like a no strings attached, no side effects.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, baldness is going to be... It's like 70% of men experience hair loss. If you had a thing where you could take a pill and it not only stopped you going bald, but it regrew your hair, which is what they're saying this is, you would make $1 trillion.
But first, more MAGA audio. Make America great, bitch.
Make America less bald.
Put a bunch of them on your page. There's 3 or 4.
Okay. Let me go fishing for that here. On The Fan.
On Fan. By the way, Celtics game within 4 now.
Oh, here's the
go in the third.
You want the fat shot drug?
Yeah, give me the fat shot.
I mean, I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very, very top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. A highly neurotic, brilliant businessman, seriously overweight, and he takes the fat shot drug. And he called me up, and he said. President, he calls me, he used to call me Donald, now he calls me President, so that's nice respect, but he's a rough guy, smart guy, very successful, very rich,
hey, very successful.
I wouldn't even know how we would know this, but because he's got comments, President, could I ask you a question? What? I'm in London, and I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working. He said, I just paid $88. And in New York, I pay $1,300. What the hell is going on?
The fat shot drug.
The fat shot. I love how the very, very rich guy is. You really think that guy's livid over the cost of his fat shot?
Right. Well, he probably is.
Yeah.
The rest of the world's going to have to pay a little bit more, and America's going to pay a lot less. Again, because it's a much smaller population than when you think of the whole world. Basically, what we're doing is equalizing. There's a new word that I came up with, which I think is probably the best word. We're going to equalize. We're all going to pay the same.
Yes! The freaking best. Why didn't I vote for this guy?
It's a word that he just came up with.
He didn't need your vote.
Yeah, it came up. Well, clearly he did not. Word I came up with. The best word to describe it. Equalizing. What year was equalizing...
2025. He just came up with it.
I mean,
did you not hear the man?
He's only off by like, I don't know. Would 800 years be?
He's just now invented equalizing. Didn't you know?
We helped a lot. And we helped also with trade. I said, come on, we're going to do a lot of trade with you guys. Let's stop it. Let's stop it. If you stop it, we're doing trade. If you don't stop it, we're not going to do any trade. People have never really used trade the way I used it, that I can tell you. And all of a sudden they said, I think we're going to stop. And they have. And they did it for a lot of reasons, but trade is a big one. We're going to do a lot of trade.
I love it when he riffs. That's just him riffing. You know, like, when they write
He's taking credit for, partial credit for the India-Pakistan ceasefire because he's been luring them with trade.
That's right. That's right. And I just love it when he goes off script. It's just the best. Boy, does he wander.
They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, 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 don't give us. I want to pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is.
or I could say, thank you very much. You know, there was an old golfer named Sam Snead. Did you ever hear him? He won 82 tournaments. He was a great golfer. And he had a motto. When they give you a putt, you say, thank you very much. You pick up your ball and you walk to the next hole. A lot of people are stupid. They say, no, no, I insist on putting it. And then they putt it and they miss it. And their partner gets angry at them. You know what? Remember that. Sam Snead. When they give you a putt, you pick it up and you walk to the next hole and you say, thank you very much.
A lot of people are stupid.
When a foreign country gives you a $400 million putt,
you take it.
You take it.
That's right.
Same thing.
I will say, if someone offered me a $400 million plane, I too would take it. I'd sell it because I can't afford.
I'd use it.
I don't think you would.
Dude, it'd be great.
Let's play the fun game of how much does it cost to use a 747 jumbo Dreamliner.
Well, I'd let other people use it when I'm not using it.
I don't think you would.
Offset my cost.
I think you would sell it for $400 million. You know what? I'll give it to someone for the low. I'll cut someone a sweetheart of a deal, like $325. Never been used before. Brand new.
All right, we'll get to the bald story next. UCLA has found a cure for baldness, and they're serious. Here's Buck. Man, this is great. Our new boss, Dusty, is still here.
It's just, that is the definition of drinking from a fire hose.
He wandered in, and he looks kind of defeated already. Yeah. And by the way, I want you to know this is his first day on the job.
Officially, yeah.
Officially, yeah.
I mean, he did his show today, so he's had a long day.
And then he stopped Swag from firing ad spots live on our air.
He's still here. I got the story on that. Yeah. But he said, you asked him, how's your first day going? And he said, well, I dropped my kid off at school at 7 a.m. this morning, and I get a phone call saying 910 was off the air because we own
and we don't have 910. And we don't have an engineer.
And no, because our engineer left.
Yeah.
So we have corporate engineers who don't live here,
mm-hmm.
but apparently there's an ex-engineer who does live here.
And he was able to?
And he's like, yeah, fine, I'll go do it. That's how we're operating now. We're calling old people we know. Hey, could you go fix our...
Didn't you fire me yet? Yeah, but we need some help now.
Now, in fairness, he is still a corporate engineer for Odyssey. He doesn't do anything with our...
Just the look on Dusty's face, it's... Because we always joke, like...
He's defeated
already. When you take the job as president, you always make a lot of, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then you get in and you're like, whoa. I've always thought that the first 48 hours of being the president, they open up the, this is how effed everything is. This is that same thing to a much lesser extent. But whenever you take a job of being in charge of stuff, you have an idea and then you sit down and someone's like, this is really what you have in front of you.
What the hell is going on?
Exactly. I think Dusty right now, if you had to sum up Dusty's first day, it is that drop right
there.
Well,
I just want to point out, and this is great. Yeah. Because if this would be funny if you or I said it a week ago when we announced Dusty was our new brand manager.
Yeah.
If we said, here's what's going to happen. The first day on the job, 910's going to go off the air and Swag's going to be playing spots from home that cover up prime time. That happened.
That happened.
Both of those things happened on his very first day. He is so effed.
He started at 7:15, is now 6:40, and he's still here, by the way.
Oops. What the f*** are you talking about, man?
Yeah, he's doing... There's just a lot of systems that he has to...
Yeah.
He has access to that he didn't know how to get into.
A lot of training and...
Yeah.
There's
good time.
There's details. You wanted it. Now you got it.
Well, when you're management, you got to deal with a lot of dumb.
Yeah.
The dumb falls on... You.
Heavy is the crown and be wary of the man who wants the crown. Ragnar Lothbrok told me that, and truer words have never been spoken.
By the way, the Knicks are now up 5 on the Celts.
God,
how about that?
It. Yeah.
Did they blow another big lead in this one?
They were up by,
I think they got it out to 12 or 13.
Yeah,
it was like 62 or 61, 49.
Yeah, it wasn't like a 20 plus. And Tatum's on the bench with some sort of heat wrap on his hand.
So here's your UCLA story. They claim that they have found a cure for baldness.
Whatever.
You bald guys never believe any of this.
No, I don't. Because I went bald at like 27, and it's been 20 years of baldness now for me, I think officially. And I have heard at least 15. Oh, major breakthrough. Here it comes. And you do the hair restoration now, but I'm not a candidate for that because I have no hair on the top of my head whatsoever. So, like, you know, for some people, you can actually cure your baldness now. For someone like me, I need major medical breakthroughs.
So they're saying hair loss is caused by a multitude of factors, including aging, stress, hormonal imbalances, and bad genetics.
See bad genetics right here.
Despite advances, few remedies have ever worked for more than one in three people, leading bereft? Is bereft? What is that word?
I don't know.
B-E-R-E-F-T?
Bereft.
Bereft?
That's like bereavement sort of like, thing? Is that what that
word? If you're bereft.
Leaving the bereft, okay, to experiment with questionable treatments or endure...
The bereft is those who have lost.
Yeah, those who have, yeah. To experiment with questionable treatments or endure costly surgeries. The drugs Rogaine and Propecia have offered glimmers of hope for the follically challenged, but even bigger breakthroughs may be imminent, as UCLA scientists have now identified a small molecule that, when prompted, can waken long-slumbering but undamaged follicles.
PP-405.
The researchers have dubbed the transporting molecule PP-405, perhaps as a tribute to another headache LA resident having... Oh, LA that's residents have to deal with the 405 freeway. Okay, yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah.
In scientific terms, the molecule is isolated and applied to a protein in the follicle stem cells that keeps the cells dormant. This inhibits the protein, and the stem cells are moved to awaken. Lab work on the molecule has been going on for almost a decade. In the first human trials conducted 2 years ago, researchers found the application of PP-405 as a topical medicine onto the scalp at bedtime for a week produced promising results.
Yeah. You said a decade? A decade.
They have been studying for a decade.
And now we're just to the first clinical trial and there's promising results?
First human trials.
Cool. I'll see you in another 15 years.
Although cautious of the actual data, the UCLA researchers labeled the results statistically significant. Most importantly, they believe the treatment will produce full terminal hair rather than the peach fuzz variety produced by other contemporary miracle cure lotions and potions. How about that? That's pretty encouraging, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I've been Charlie Browned too many times. The football has been yanked. I'll believe it when I see it.
The three UCLA scientists behind the breakthrough are bullish on the potential of the treatment to reverse pattern hair loss, which affects more than half of all men and one-fourth of all women.
Of course they're bullish. They're always bullish. When's a scientist ever been like, hey, I've been working on something for a decade and I think this thing sucks?
It's not looking good, Jace. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. But I'm going to keep doing this. Of course they're bullish. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of these false promises.
No such product will work for everyone, but our first human trials in Orange County have been very encouraging.
Larger
trials with more people to follow.
It's not going to work for everyone, i.e. it's not going to work.
The other thing that happens is I feel like in a lot of these cases that are quote-unquote successful, the bar for what qualifies as regrowing your hair is exceptionally low, and you just get a little fuzz or stubble on there, and they're like, look, more hair! It's like, that's not... Yeah, we can't call that hair.
It's like transplant ass hair. Yeah, it doesn't work.
What would ass hair look like on your head? Would that be better than pubes?
Could you call your friend Ass Hat?
I think that would definitely apply.
I don't know.
Pube head.
I don't have enough hair on the sides and back to put on top of my head. So now you're doing this thing where you're going to rub some lotion on there, and I'm going to get like 3 centimeters of hair that's going to grow, and I'm supposed to be excited about that? I don't think so.
I love
how they're throwing out, won't work for everybody, but promising.
Well, you gotta have you gotta tamp down expectations. Lowry and his team were concerned that the PP-405 small molecule might kill all of the follicles, but we were happy to be wrong about that.
It only kills some of them.
Through UCLA's Technology Transfer Group, which transforms brilliant research into global market products, the scientists have co-founded a medical development company called Pelage Pharmaceuticals. See, they're looking to make billions off of this.
Exactly.
Backed by Google Ventures last year, the company raised $16.4 million in funding to shepherd further trials and win official clearance. They say FDA approvals will take some time, as they should, but it will be worth waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, baldness is cured.
Not happening. Not happening. It's all just false promises. The other way we're going to cure baldness is that we're going to be working on something else, like how they figured out how to cure saggy boners. Like, it'll be like a heart medication or whatever, and they're going to be like, hey.
Saggy boners.
Yeah. That's how they, figured out the boners reward program.
But
it was like a heart medication.
What do you mean by saggy boner? Like, is that's kind of a...
It was just kind of...
I think he means flaccid penis?
Flaccid
penis.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you have a boner, it's not saggy.
Well, sometimes. They're not all award winners. You know, sometimes
just
you got
a very
like
a indifferent boner. It's kind of, I don't know.
Sometimes you got like Axl Rose up there, like, welcome to the. And other times you got Kip Winger. They're not all.
They're like, why are you waking me up here?
They're not all award winners. You know?
We were just hanging out.
Wow.
So I think someone was working like on a blood pressure medication or whatever, and they're like, hey, this doesn't help your heart at all, but.
Isn't that typically how it works?
But saggy like, boners be gone.
Well, yeah. It's like Ozempic was some sort of.
Yeah, I think it was for like diabetes.
I think it was for diabetes, yeah.
It was like to help control whatever, and now they're like, hey, it stops you from being a fat ass.
Yeah.
So, fat shot drug.
Fat shot drug.
That's what I'm figuring that one day, like someone's gonna be working on something for like gout. And they're gonna be like, what? Cures baldness. And
so
then,
so we should take every product that we're working on for something else and put it on our heads and make and see if we get hair growth.
Exactly. Well, I guess like I went down a rabbit hole once on this, and I mean, this goes back to like ancient, Rome and Greece. Like people have been rubbing stuff on their head to figure out baldness for centuries. No one wants to be bald, despite what Jason Statham says. So, you know, that's just something bald guys say because they can't grow hair.
This story says ancient Egyptians rubbed their bald heads with a mixture of dates, dog's paw, and donkey hoof.
Oh, there you go.
The Celtics cure involved mice in a jar. Is it Celtics or Celtic?
I think you can go either way, but most people say Celtic.
Celtic. The Celtic cure involved mice in a jar, and Native Americans turned to yucca juice.
Yucca juice. So you're saying if I rubbed a donkey hoof on my...
I think you should try it.
Where do I get a donkey hoof?
Probably at that shop.
Yeah!
I was going to say, ask your son's girlfriend.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Mia, do you have a...
She probably has one in her collection.
Do you have a dead donkey hoof that I can rub on top of my head?
Could you rub it with a live donkey hoof or dog paw? You've got a dog. You can just start rubbing Ka's head, paw up there.
Yeah. Well, he does paw at me quite a bit. But
what if that's it? And all of a sudden you start growing luscious hair, and you are the cure. You figured it out. Just by rubbing your dog's stupid paw on your head.
Ka becomes the savior of all things. But you have to kill him in order to...
What if we have to clone Ka?
Oh, there you go. I get free Ka's forever.
You better charge.
They keep cloning him.
You better charge a pretty penny for that. That's your dog.
Damn right. And yet he can't cure my baldness. I have, I am saying this, I have zero faith that in my lifetime I will ever fix what is
up top. You clearly can improve it, but I get what you're saying. It's like full fix.
No.
Yeah, you're already old anyway, so it's like, but things are progressing. It's just, I get your skepticism. It's... Mm-hmm. It might look really bad.
Maybe on my deathbed, I'll have like a sweet head of hair. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to get a sweet head of hair and then I'm going to die.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. P1 Scott with a good question. He asks, which happens first, Suit grows a sweet head of hair or we attend opening game of Portland's Major League Baseball team?
Opening day. Not even close. I think there's a chance.
Well, I hope so.
I think there's a chance we get baseball. I don't think there's much of a chance I get a sweet head of hair.
What if I gave you a luscious head of hair right now?
Mm-hmm. Jeff Bridges hair, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's what you've always wanted.
Oh, what I've always wanted.
But in return, Portland is denied.
Sorry, Portland.
Major League Baseball.
Sorry.
You'd do that? You would do that. You would take that away from us so you could look like Jeff Bridges?
No one has to know that, right? I have to publicly do that?
No, it'll be a headline on KGW.com.
Ah, hell.
The news media will be wanting to interview you with your hair. I mean, we'll get a lot of FaceTime.
It'd be great. Unfortunately, if it was public, I would have to. Oh, my God. Sorry, the Mets committed another error. Does it say something, too, that the Knicks-Celtics game is right down to the wire, and yet I'm watching Mets-Pirates in the ninth?
Yes, it does.
Sorry.
Because this Knicks-Celtics game is fire.
Well, so is this Pirates-Mets game. It's a big game.
Pirates suck. Why can't you beat the Pirates?
I don't know. All right. Bottom line is, I'm being 100% honest, if it was public, I would have to take the baseball team. If it was private and I got to, like, just keep it to myself, that's a tougher decision. I'd like to think that I would still do the greater good. And I would try to convince myself that we should get baseball, but, dude, I've wanted baseball in Portland for, like, a long time. I've wanted Jeff Bridges' hair for my entire life. Because even when I had hair, it wasn't very good. You're telling me I get Jeff Bridges' hair?
And you can
How
easily,
am I supposed to pass that up?
But you can justify it because you can say, well, we've never had baseball,
exactly.
So people don't know what they're missing.
And I hate to say this, but I can go to Hobbs games, I can go to Pickles games, or I can drive to Mariner games.
Never had Major League Baseball.
Yes, and I've never had Major League hair. You don't want to put that. You don't want to put me in that situation because I'm not certain which way that's going.
I think you are certain, and it's the hair.
I don't want to say I'm certain, but I'm being 100% honest. I'm leaning right now. I'm leaning. You would have to, I would need like a real convincing from the public. I would need someone who's like dying wish was to see a game in Portland. I would need a lot of guilt trip because it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to turn down.
I don't think the dying wish does it.
A great.
I don't know what does it. Should we get you in front of city council? And I mean, I don't know how we talk you off of that.
Again, we can go see baseball other places. I can't get hair any other way.
I know.
Is that really being selfish?
Yes. It is. But at least you're owning it.
Yeah, right?
I would have a real hard time. I mean, I don't know what it would be.
Yeah.
Like, you give me an amount of money, I would be like, screw you, Portland. You're
exactly,
not getting baseball.
Right? Yeah.
I'm taking the money and now I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Find me on a beach somewhere. But that'd have to be a lot of dough.
Sure.
Although, does it?
Yeah, I don't think it would have to be a lot of dough. Rob. Seriously,
like, what if it's like...
It would not take a lot of money.
So let's say somebody offers you...
Yeah.
Let's say someone offers you no head of hair.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I'm going to give you a choice. Mm-hmm. This is for you.
Yeah.
You can have the Jeff Bridges hair instantly.
Yeah.
You can have... $1 million. Or... Portland gets a Major League Baseball team.
See, again, $1 million isn't enough to retire. It's not enough to really... I mean...
That's why I said $1 million.
God bless America. And I still have to pay for my own tickets. I don't get, like, season tickets, right? I got to pay for my own tickets.
You want season tickets?
I want season tickets.
No!
I need season tickets. I'm probably taking $1 million.
You're taking the milli? Over the hair. So I can give you $1 million right now.
Guess the hair wasn't that important.
I guess it wasn't, you little bitch.
$1 million is a lot. It's tax-free, too, right?
Bitch. I don't think so. I mean, I mean, the government's going to know about
it. Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean, you can try to hide it.
I would. Well, I'd certainly try to hide it. That would honestly be a really, really tough.
Okay, take baseball out of it. Because you're going to be selfish either
way. $1 million is right along that line where it changes it, but it doesn't. You can't retire on that.
Okay, I'm going to give you $1 million, or I'm going to give you a luscious head of Jeff Bridges' hair.
I don't know what to do. I would be in a conundrum. See, there I would want to take
them. Want the hair, but you'd take
no,
the money.
No, see, I'd want the money, but I'm afraid that I would just take the hair. I would take the hair. Because there's a chance, again, that I could find a way to make $1 million. I can't make more hair.
That's fair. All right, we got
to
run.
I'm taking the hair.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Pankin' Night. We'll be right back.